Last week, we were talking to the Automobile Association about the volatility of price of fuel, often informed by the rand-dollar exchange, and what is happening to the demand of oil when it comes to Brent crude oil. I came across an interesting article in Business Day's website at the end of last year, 28th of December, I think it was, where it was suggesting that perhaps we should use the excess sugar that we have in provinces like KwaZulu-Natal and turn that into ethanol biofuel and add it into the mix. What the technology and engineering of that is, I'm not sure. Lebogang Chaka, the spokesperson for Fairplay, joins me on the line now. Perhaps she has better insight. Lebogang, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on the show and good morning to your listeners.
How would it work, by the way? So let's imagine that we had the legislative framework in place and we had the investment from obviously people and oil companies who believe they can make money from this. And there is ethanol biofuel in South Africa. How would it work? Would I go to a pump and the petrol that's coming out has a mix of fossil fuel and biofuel?
So what we've seen happen globally, the trend is that fossil fuel is mixed with ethanol, which is a biofuel. So in other countries, there's legislation in place that allows you to make a blend of that, and it helps govern the percentage of the blending. So it can be anything from being mixed from 2 to 10% of the fossil fuel. So that is what would happen. You'd go to the pump and you would get a blend of the petrol and of the fuel as a whole. And how that would particularly help us is that we would see South Africa be less dependent on the global oil prices, which obviously, as you already stated, will save the South African consumer
quite a lot of money. And using layman's English terms, please, how do you turn sugarcane to biofuel?
Okay, so it's really a process of conversion where you grind up the feedstock. The feedstock basically would be the sugarcane, and out of that you extract sugar. So after that you add yeast and it ferments. So if I have to be really layman, I would say, you know, fermenting, thinking about, ginger beer, to be really layman. And then this is put into a chamber, and then the yeast then secretes enzymes that digest the sugar. And this, including several other products such as lactic acid, hydrogen, carbon dioxide, and then makes ethanol. So it's a fermentation process. And where you extract sugar from the feedstock. It's not just sugar cane that can be used as a feedstock in this regard. There's other things such as seed sorghum and wheat and so forth that can be used. But we are arguing as Fairplay that it's better to use sugar, because when we look at other things such as sorghum, there's very little of it that's been produced in South Africa. And then also in terms of food security, it wouldn't be ideal. And then when we look at soya production, you know, soya is used in a lot of food. So we're arguing that sugar should be used as a feedstock because there's an abundance of it in South Africa. And it won't threaten our national food security needs.
And we have enough sugar in South Africa then to be able to contribute upwards of 10% of the current fuel mix.
Yes, we do. We do.
So why are we not doing it?
I know. I guess that's why organizations such as Fairplay exist. But also, since 2007, we've had a stop-start policy on fuel ethanol. So in terms of the drafting, then the scrapping of the ethanol strategy and, you know, blending proposals and so forth. And, you know, recently we've had hope that Minister Jeff Radebe has indicated that at the end of March that they will finalize the biofuel blending regulatory framework. As we know, any investors that want to invest in an industry that, I mean, we need everything from like ethanol plants to be constructed. We need, you know, the relevant skills to be, you know, trained and so forth. We need to ensure that some of the sugarcane plants that have been closed, you know, are revitalized and so forth. This is really dependent on the government's decision to revive its biofuel strategy. And once that is in place, then obviously we'll start to see investments into this space, and we'll start to see it taking off.
Without a doubt. I suspect we need to give them a few months, win the election, and then we can start sort of with the process again. Go ahead.
Yes, but what was announced was that the minister had announced that we would see a decision by the end of March. So we're hoping for the end of March. We don't want to push it into election year.
Indeed. I totally agree with that. And it's an obvious question, but my skedonkey that is taking unleaded fuel right now will be able to take ethanol biofuel as part of that mix.
Yes, it will be. I mean, it's a blend of it, so it's not, it will be able to. And I mean, when we look at the benefits of having an ethanol mix, right? So we need to look at it in context of the greater costs, which is to the environment, for instance, right? So compared to the normal fuel that you use, right? Sugarcane ethanol cuts about carbon dioxide to about 90% on average, which is better than any liquid biofuel produced at any commercial stage, right? And when you look at South Africa's commitments to the Paris Conference of reducing gas emissions by 34% to 2020 and 42% to 2025, you will be contributing to, you know, a cleaner environment. And also for your car, when you go to the individual needs, ethanol is a high octane fuel, and it helps prevent engine knocks and generates more power in higher compression engines. So I'm sure you'll also be pleased with the performance of your vehicle that
and
we've got.
Sounds like it's cheaper to produce as well, per litre, that is.
Initially, the cost is higher, but as we, so there has been criticism around it that initially the cost is higher, why do it? But when we look at the overall benefit, which is what we need to contextualize, is the benefits of cleaner air, reduced gas emissions, you know, better performance on your car, lower petroleum usage, and also just reducing the global dependence on oil. In the long run, it will definitely be cheaper, because if we're at least blending 10% of our fuel, it means that as the oil prices go up and down, we'll be less vulnerable.
Let's take a quick question from Ryan in Wynberg, if that's okay, Lebogang. Ryan, what's your question for Lebogang? Good morning.
I was just a little bit confused on the wording. And what is this then biodiesel, where they take old oil from restaurants and they create a different product, and it's used in my diesel car? And are there any modifications that one needs to do on your diesel car, or like you were saying, on your petrol car, to be able to use this product? Thanks. I'll listen on the radio.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Important question. Lebogang?
So from the research that we've got, the cars don't really need any modification to be able to use biofuel. I'm not familiar with the particular biodiesel that your listener is referring to, but from biofuel, if it is a blend, there is really no need for the motorist to change anything. It's just really when you go to the pump, you will get the benefits of biofuel.
And I suppose biodiesel comes primarily from vegetable oil or animal fat-based sort of product, as opposed to what we're talking about here, sugar.
Yes. I wouldn't want to comment on biodiesel and what you were saying about it being taken from recycled oil and so forth.
For sure.
I
respect that. Lebogang, it sounds intriguing. It sounds exciting. It certainly sounds like it's something that South Africa should consider doing, and consider doing with a matter of urgency, particularly given the volatility in prices because of the rand-dollar exchange and obviously demands or not on the Brent crude oil internationally. I do hope that come March, as you say, we'll be a lot further into the process, so that we don't have to rely on the election cycle year for us to actually start realizing it for South Africans.
We hope so too, because even when we look at our sugar industry at the moment, it's quite a distressed industry, because there's been a lot of sugar dumping in the country. So it would be great to see as biofuels being made from sugarcane, which will stimulate South African jobs, which, you know, stimulates our economy and so forth. And I mean, for us as Fairplay, it's something that we're really passionate about, because through implementing a mandatory biofuel blend, it will allow us to actually see some job creation, increased fixed investment, technology development, energy security, as well as sugar production and desperately needed jobs in poor rural areas in South Africa.
Lebogang, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Lebogang Chaka is a spokesperson for Fair Play, and they are made up of an alliance of existing organizations and mainly play the role of formulating and promoting strategies to defend communities made vulnerable by predatory trade practices and promote sustainable livelihoods. And what she's promoting is the introduction of biofuel, as in ethanol, that is made out of sugar plants that are available in excess in South Africa.